Dear fellow students of God's Word, this morning we continue our look at John chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Hajime ni kotoba ga atta. Kotoba wa kami to tomo ni atta. Kotoba wa kami de atta. Kono kotoba wa hajime ni kami to tomo ni atta. I'd be very surprised if you understood any of that. That was John chapter 1, verses 1 and 2 in Japanese. And you didn't understand it because you didn't know the words. Well, let's try it again. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. Did you understand it that time? These words are very familiar. In fact, you probably memorized them, maybe in confirmation. In Prof. Rhymes' college New Testament course, you do memorize them. Are they so familiar that we just gloss over them, that they might as well be written in Japanese for all the good that they do us? Well, these words, as simple as they are, contained a very important truth, one that we shouldn't forget, one that we should hang on to. Our text talks about the Word, which is Jesus. We know that from looking at the rest of the first chapter of John. Especially verse 14 tells us that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So these words tell us, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So the great truth that we have here is that Jesus was God. Now that's something you've probably known from childhood, but why is it so important? And what does it mean that Jesus was not only God, but was with God? It seems kind of contradictory. How can he be with God and God at the same time? Well, we know the answer to this. God's Word reveals to us that there is one God in three persons. Now that's something we can all say with those simple words, but it isn't something that we can really fully understand. A friend of mine once told me that he could not worship a God that he could not understand. My thought was, why would you worship a God that you could understand? In Isaiah 55, 8 and 9 we read, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." The true God who reveals himself to us is really incomprehensible to us. He is so much higher than we are. In fact, we had to invent a new word to describe him: triune, three in one. Simple words, but a concept we can't fully understand. But still, we often try to reduce God to our level, to try to make him understandable and more approachable. But Paul writes in 1 Timothy that God is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, dwelling in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to whom be honor and everlasting power. Amen. God dwells in unapproachable light. We could not come to him, so he had to come to us. We're now in the Christmas season, and when we're not thinking about gifts or shopping, we think about the coming of Jesus, that baby born in Bethlehem. Colossians 2:9 reminds us, "In him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." In that little baby who was laid in a manger, can you comprehend that? I know I can't fully imagine it. And next time you see an image of Jesus lying in the manger, just think about that fact, that there in this little tiny baby dwelled all the fullness of the Godhead. So why did the Word made flesh, this little baby, need to be God? Well, we all have sinned and fall short of the perfection that God requires of us. We all have strayed like sheep and have turned away from God. And you cannot pay for the offense that you have caused God. What would you even give God? The world is already His. What is there that you could pay God for your sin? Jesus came to give His life for many. And that's not something that a mere human could do. Jesus is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but for the whole world. That means He had to be at least as great as the world. Now, I could be convicted, sentenced to death for something that one of you did and die in your place. But I could only do that for one of you, for one thing that you've done. What about everyone else? What about all the other things that you have done to offend God? A mere human cannot pay for the sins of even one other person. And that is why it is so important that this baby born in Bethlehem be God. Only the infinite God can pay for our sins. Do you ever doubt that you are forgiven? Do you ever doubt that all of your sins have been paid for? Remember that the Word who became flesh, who lived the perfect life that you have not lived, who died in your place, is God. Hebrews 7 tells us, "But He, because He continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood. Therefore He is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through Him. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Because the Word was God, you are saved." Now we close by singing verses 1, 2, and 4 of hymn 341. 341, verses 1, 2, and 4. Just a reminder to be sure to stay on the